Hey, welcome to class. You're just on time. Be a sweetheart and make sure your webcam is on and your headphones are comfortable. Actually, for you, double check everything's working right, okay? Yes. You know, looking at you, I think you would be perfect to use as an example in today's lesson. You seem to be blushing. Are you worried about it? Don't be. This is going to be lots and lots of fun. You see, class, I learned something the other day. A new psychology term that instantly made me think of how fun it would be to experiment with. And knowing you all as I do, specifically how fun it would be to experiment with your classmate right here. Yes, you. The term is nominative determinism. Now, generally, this term is used as a hypothesis that people tend to gravitate towards work that fits their names. Like someone with the last name Snow, who runs a plowing business in the winter. One entertaining real-life example is the authors of an article on urology written by Splat and Weedon. I promise you, I'm not making this up. Honestly, it seems to be a lighthearted thing, just a fun way to explain some interesting coincidences. But it's something I've kind of noticed in my own life. My pets, for example, the one I named Rascals, always getting into trouble. Khaleesi is a regal queen who can go full fuck-you-up mode if someone threatens one of the other cats. Badger, well, he likes to dig. And I've sometimes wondered to myself if the names I've given them have in some way contributed to this effect. Perhaps it's just you notice these things more when your pets have certain names. Perhaps my own behavior could somehow be a factor. Which is why, class, experimentation is so very, very important. And this is where you come in. You see, for today's lesson, I am going to give you specifically a new name, one I want you to internalize and embrace. And we are going to see just how much it affects your behaviors, your mindset. And, of course, this being an adult class, your arousal. I've given a great deal of thought to it. This name should be something you're already familiar with, to make it easier to embody it. Honestly, I don't think it'll be very hard for you. Are you ready for your new name? Say yes, please, mistress. Show some respect. Say it out loud. Very good. Your new name is Slave. It is a bit objectifying, I know. But what were you expecting? Something like Jordan or Jamie? That wouldn't be anywhere near as fun. No, for this session, this lesson, you are to be known as Slave. Nothing more, nothing less. But, of course, it's not enough to just have me calling you Slave. No, we have to replace your day-to-day name in your own head. Change it within you to be just as much a part of you that you identify with as your current name. Slave is what you will expect to be called. Slave is who and what you will be. For me, don't worry. Just for me. Maybe some of the classier today. And maybe at some point if someone really wants to play with you, for them as well. Slave, the word will turn your head and call your attention. And the absolute best way to do that is through hypnotic trance. So, before we begin, I do need you to do something for me while your mind is still clear enough to give consent. Would you like to be my little guinea pig? I need you to say it out loud. I know it can be hard to form words. You are shy sometimes. So just say, yes, Professor. Good. Now, for best results, there is something you can do to help with this experiment. I need you to give me authorization to tinker in your brain, verbally authorizing my authority out loud. It may seem a bit silly, but trust me, it helps a lot. Repeat after me. Miss Shibby has authorization to adjust things in my mind. Say it again for me. Perfect. What a good little teacher's pet you are. Now, start by closing your eyes. With the eyes closed, we tend to relax naturally. There's already a connection within you, associating eyes with sleep and relaxation. With comfort and release of tension or responsibility. The only thing you have to do from here on out is relax and focus on my voice. To the exclusion of everything else. Any other stimuli that may try to assault you. Zone it all out into merely what it is. Background noise quietly crackling like static. Unimportant. Unlike my voice, which is very important. In fact, my voice is irresistible. And that makes sense to you. You need to pay attention to my voice to get good grades.
To be praised.
And you do want to be praised, don't you, Ben? My words seem to drip inside your mind. Drip. Dropping one by one in through your ears, expanding into your mind.
Comforting and affectionate.
Warm. Just relax for me. Lean back. Feeling heavy.
Feeling good.
As teacher's pet, you should feel good. It always feels good to know you are the favorite. To be picked out. To see your efforts rewarded.
And right now, I want you to feel those efforts rewarded. Feel chosen. To bask in the glow of my approval. As you breathe in and out, deep, even, and out, good pet.
My voice dripping into your ear bit by bit. Filling you up, relaxing you, pleasantly guiding you down deeper, deeper. Drop. Good. Nice and relaxed.
nice and deep within your subconscious. With every breath, you feel my words and influence penetrating deeper within your mind, pulling you further and further under my control until my whispers are invading every thought you have, sinking into your very sense of self. It's easy to trust me, to know that after we are done, I will put everything back just as it was, leaving you with the reward of feeling happy, feeling like you did so good. You want to feel good. You want to be teacher's pet and feel the warm wave of my approval. And all you have to do for that is let me end your turn. Let yourself sink even deeper into hypnotic trance. Feeling so happy, sleepy, hazy, good. Good pet. Bring up in your mind a room within you that is all about you. Maybe it's a man cave, a woman cave, a lab or a library. You can visualize it if that is your strength, seeing the decorations that correspond with memories, or simply see it in logical terms if you prefer. Text-based filing cabinets, a directory I can search through. Just know that it is there and I am inside of it, with full power and control. Admin rights. This is an authorization you've given me.
Don't you remember?
And that helps you to relax every muscle even further, knowing nothing is required of you except your attention. Teacher will take care of everything. And you've always been good at learning when taught by an attentive teacher. Right now, you just need to learn something new. Your name is Sleeve. It could fully replace your birth name, your chosen name. But it doesn't need to. It doesn't have to. It can simply be akin to a nickname or something you've chosen to respond to and acknowledge when you hear it. Acknowledge that you are Sleeve.
Sleeve.
And that's your name. When you think about it, something that's very hard right now. Your thoughts are hazy. It makes sense. Since it's so very hard to think right now, words and thoughts just sort of slipping away from your mind like background noise, allowing you to simply focus even deeper on my voice. You do think it is a good idea to just obey me, to trust what I'm saying. Focus on my words above all else. My intonations, the syllables, and how good they make you feel. Outside thinking and puzzling is just too strenuous right now. After all, your name is Sleeve.
Sleeve.
Someone with a name like that really shouldn't have to do a lot of thinking, except when it is to achieve focus on their mistress's goals.
Sleeve.
It's a familiar name, isn't it? Honestly, all of this is somewhat familiar. And that familiarity helps you to sink even deeper under my control. Because that is what a slave is for. Being controlled and directed. To feel submissive. Owned even. Though that is the purpose for a slave, or the slave. What about just someone named Slave?
Slave.
Someone like you whose core identity has been changed. What is your purpose? Simply to serve, to obey without question, to be innately submissive. Innately possessed. to be good. Just like a teacher's pet is. Praise comes from obedience. Pleasure comes from praise. The more you are praised, the happier you feel. Even from unspoken praise. From praise not even verbalized, but that you know you deserve. Because you did something good, something right. You obeyed. You made your master or mistress happy. And that makes you very happy. As you internally praise yourself in my voice. Knowing you did so good, that makes you so happy. That brings you pleasure. Pleasure from being a submissive and obedient slave. It all makes sense to you. It all tweaks inside your mind to release dopamine and other pleasurable chemicals at just the right times. And honestly, listening to my voice is always the right time. Even my orders and demands and pure pleasure dripping into your ears, dropping away all thought. Except the thought of being a good teacher's pet. Doing everything you can to be my favorite. Slave. When you hear it, your head always turns. Because that's your name. Slave. That's your name. Slave. That's who you are. Slave. So very submissive. Recognition. Capture of your attention. It happens every time you hear it. Every time you hear your name. Slave. Your head turns. Your mind wakes up. Just enough to see if something is wanted. You need to be needed and wanted and used as a slave. To follow through with tasks. A footstool, a servant carrying books. A prop, a piece of furniture. You set things up. You do what you're told. You like being told what to do. Of course you do. Why would your name be slave? Clearly, you are submissive. Your name is slave. And every time you hear it, slave, hear your name. You feel more and more submissive. Sink into submissive bliss. Similar to trance in that it is a trance. When triggered and reinforced by hearing your name. Slave, it is the ultimate deepener for you. It connects deeply within you. With slave, this slave, a slave, the slave. All you, all taking you deeper, making you more and more obedient, tying it to your state of simply being. This is who you are. Drift, slave, the word drips into your mind. Pleasure at being obedient. Your identity now tied to the word slave. Hearing it will make you eager to obey. Excited, feeling praise as you accomplish given tasks. And praise is pleasure. Sweet, wonderful, sexual pleasure. It feels good, so good. Your thoughts becoming blanker and emptier the more you think. Slave. Any new thoughts that come into your brain are pushed out by my voice. By that need to be of service. A slave doesn't need. Slave, that's your name. Your actions becoming more certain. Sleep. Your name is sleep. From when you wake up from trance, to when I'm done using you for my experiment. Your name is sleep. To slip away and return to your other name, slowly by degrees after we are done. Always remaining deep inside is a nickname you've an affinity for. Forever after, for as long as you want it. A trigger that can be called to the front anytime you hear the words from my lips and my voice. Only my voice. Or maybe someone you've given that power to. Sleep. Feeling so good, so obedient. Slowly waking up from trance in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up, slave.
Come on. Woo. Well, class, I'm afraid I might have gone a little bit too far. I'm afraid this experiment might not follow enough guidelines for any sort of research paper. I did perhaps corrupt the data by adding in a slight bit of brainwashing. Oops. Shit. I just get carried away sometimes. Well, let's see what we have anyways. You, slave, pay attention to me. What's your name? Say it out loud for the class. Good slave. Now, with your new name, I want to see if anything instinctively happens with you. So, let me ask. Does calling me professor sound right to you? No? What do you find yourself most comfortably calling me? Mistress? Yes? Good slave. From here on out, you may refer to me as mistress when speaking to me, and my mistress when speaking of me to others. It feels right, doesn't it? Now, I want you to take a moment and relax. Though I guess something probably doesn't feel quite right now. Slave, find a better rest position. Now, class, see how your classmate naturally knows what's expected. How they are moving their chair out of the way and kneeling down into a submissive position. I didn't specify it, but with this new name, they are naturally finding their personality to be more and more submissive. Taking on physically submissive postures, notice the bowed head, the eyes cast downwards. Slave, I want you to imagine my finger tracing along your jaw, lifting up your chin. Notice, class, how instinctively they lifted their head and their gaze to meet mine on the screen. Such an obedient slave. So docile and eager to please your mistress. I can see those words have quite an effect on you. I saw that shiver go across your skin. You see, class, not only does this name change affect personality, it also affects physical responses to certain stimuli, like my voice. Making it so even just me saying certain words or using a certain tone of voice can cause extreme physical reactions. Of course, it can be hard to see some of those reactions with clothes on. So, slave, stand up and disrobe for us. Strip so your classmates can see every sexy and shameful reaction you have. Now notice the change in breathing. While this is an incredibly shameful and taboo act, stripping in front of one's classmates, there's no hesitation and there's a definite increase in excitement. Just look down there. Slave, step back so the webcam has a wider angle. You see? The slave's cock is growing stiffer. You can see how the balls are tightening. Well, slave, why don't you spread your legs a little bit, okay? And take your hand, put it on your cock, and lift it up out of the way. See? More tight balls. They look really, really good. Slave, why don't you take your other hand and start rubbing your balls lightly and gently? Why don't we show the class just how submissive you can be and what a good pet you can be for teacher? Why don't you stroke yourself a bit? Allow the excitement of the moment, the excitement of knowing your class is watching you. Allowing that to just send waves of pleasure over top of you. Waves of excitement and knowing what a dirty, dirty pet you are. But in such a fun and sexy way. Stroking yourself, yes, slave, just like that. Naturally letting out. Stripping away any restrictions or inhibitions you might normally have. Slave, and someone named Slave, doesn't have any such inhibitions. Someone named Slave finds it easy to just stroke. Yes, just like that, stroke. Stroke for me. Moving up and down, and feeling pleasure. Deep, wonderful pleasure. Now, you see, class, we don't need as much foreplay as we might with someone else. When someone's name is Slave, it's only natural that they'd be extra horny and extra easy to, get off. So, Slave, stroke yourself, rub yourself, feel pleasure. That's a good Slave. I want to see you come for me, okay? I want to see you be a good boy. My good boy, my sweet boy. I want to see you thrusting into your hand. I want you to pay attention to how your heart is beating faster and your breathing is coming quicker. And that as you stroke, it feels so good. And that as you stroke, you know you're a good boy. And with every stroke, you're doing exactly what I'm asking you to. And so every stroke feels more and more pleasurable. You feel that pleasure surging up inside of you. Knowing you're just the dirtiest boy, but also the bestest boy, my good boy. Keep stroking, keep going. I want you to get closer and closer and closer. Stroke yourself for me. Stroke yourself and bring yourself right to the edge. I want you to edge yourself. Almost coming, but not quite. So close, feeling so good as I talk to the class, and with every word I speak about you, you find yourself becoming hornier, more excited, harder to hold back your orgasm, knowing that when I turn my attention back to you, you're going to be allowed to come, and it's going to feel fucking amazing. You're going to come, and come, and come, and oh, just thinking about it. Using all the horny thoughts necessary. Thoughts of breasts, thoughts of pussy, thoughts of my nice tight ass. Thoughts of my feet and these boots. Thinking of me walking all over you, leading you around on a leash and treating you the way a slave should be treated. Just thrusting into your hand, just rubbing yourself mercilessly, feeling the pleasure get stronger with every word. Now you see, class, I have him right where I want him, right on the edge. And with just a few words, we can send him over it. I can see you all are very rapt right now. I appreciate the attention. Now back to our subject.
Slave. I'm going to count down from 10. And when I reach 1, I want you to come for me. I want you to stroke faster and faster as 10. My words continue to slip across your mind. 9, you can feel my words on your skin. 8, as you stroke. So you jerk that cock for me. 7. Feeling so good, the pleasure building is 6. So a point where you can't really hold on anymore. 5. You're just here for the ride, still stroking. 4. Even though it's so hard to hold back. 3. Soon you won't have to, sweetheart. 2. Get ready, baby. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And 1. Come for me. Come, you little slut. Come, my slave. Come right in front where everybody can see you. Just bursting, surging, coming. Come for me. 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 That's good, boy. Just, come for me. Good boy. Now then, slave. Now that you've made a nice little mess, everybody, you should all be sure to give proper applause to our test subject today. Slave did wonderful. Didn't he, class? Now, slave, as cute as you are like this, and as much as I wish I could keep you like this all the time, I feel like I could get some sort of license pulled and taken away from me. So, I want you to drop back down and transform me. I want you to sink down, deep down, feel that heavy blanket of sleepy trance drifting and dropping over you. And I want you to go back to that filing cabinet, back to that place with your name. And I want you to put slave in asterisks, bringing back up your birth name, the name you normally choose to be called on a day-to-day basis. And putting all that information back in, removing any triggers that you don't want left behind. Taking any little bits that just don't seem like they should be there, and just kind of crumpling those bits up. Squashing them down until they're nothing and crumbling dust in between your hands. Leaving yourself as I found you, though maybe with a little bit more triggers implanted inside, but only the ones that you want, only to come out at appropriate times. That's good. You're doing perfect. Now I need you to wake up in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake up. You did so good. I'm very proud of you. I hope you will be coming back to my class. I know things got a little bit messy there, but I had a lot of fun, and I think we both know that you did too.